Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Very unfortunate news coming out of last game. Sam Harrison leaves that game at the end of the second period, does not come back in the third period. Kolesov goes in, plays well. The Flyers beat the San Jose Sharks, a team that they should beat. So that was all good news. What's not good news, Sam Harrison listed day-to-day, as now Danny Briere sent out a statement. We know he won't be playing against Vegas. Kolesov's going to get the start. We don't even think he's going to back up. And we know it's a lower body injury. We don't know if it's the same groin injury that has now kept him out twice. You can only assume that it most likely is. And this is pretty unfortunate.
This is not only unfortunate, this is really bad.
Yeah.
This is bad. I mean, they were carrying three goaltenders. For the life of us, we couldn't figure it out. At least I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, why would you want to do this? And they kept saying, we still don't know about Harrison. Look fine to me, but they must have known something. And his history is that, you know, if he comes back from injury, he might injure it again, might not come back from it that quickly. I mean, if this is a long-term thing, they're really going to struggle. You've got two backup goaltenders who aren't even the top of the league as backups. I mean, to be quite honest, if you offered them around the league, how many teams would take a bite of the apple with their limited time in the league? And not to say that they won't turn into goaltenders, but I mean, now, you know, this team won a lot last year because they had a goaltender that carried them through a certain level. They started this year, Harrison played so well. It's like, okay, you're going to go and find him. If he's out long-term, even a month,
yeah,
I mean, you're pretty well cooked, in my opinion, in terms of making a run toward the playoffs.
Yeah, it seems that way, and sadly it does seem like, and it kind of all makes sense now. I always thought with the three goaltenders, it was because we knew with this groin injury, mm-hmm. if you come back too soon, you're done for. And it has to be placed so perfectly where when he came back, I was like, all right, but we were talking about this on post-game, especially with a groin and a goaltender. It's that mentality. It's that mindset to make a crazy save and do a split knowing, oh, my gosh, I have this terrible injury and come back like that.
No, you can't. I mean, you look at goaltenders. For anybody that's ever tried on goaltender pads, just trying to move around, it's incredible what they do with them. I mean, you've got the big pads. You have to move them. You have to skate like your edges have to be incredible. There was a collision that presumably is where this happened. I remember when we were doing the post, I said, I would have taken a swing at the guy because you can really get hurt as a goaltender on what happens there. And I presume that's where it happened. And I don't know if it was the same side or whatever, but there's a lot of, not yellow flags, there's a lot of red flags right now about that goaltending situation.
Yes, and for all the questions about Kolesov and Fedotov and not knowing what you have, well, you're about to find out what you have, because this could be a couple of weeks. Is that anything that's good news if it's a couple of weeks?
Well, it would have been better, Ashlyn, if it had been, you know, Anaheim and San Jose, but man, look at this. Yeah. It's Vegas. And then Toronto. That's pretty tough. Even I don't care if Auston Matthews is playing or not. I mean, that's still Leafs. and they can fly. I mean, so I mean, this is going to be a real, real test. Maybe we get surprised, and you know, both of them turn in great performances or whatever. But it's also different mentally. We saw with Ayerson what it's like to go from being a backup without the high expectations. Whatever you do is a plus. To having everything on your shoulders, that's a big, big mental difference.
It is. And now we see Kolosov in against Vegas, and we'll see what happens if they're going to keep playing him or if they'll switch off with him and Fedotov. I see both sides of that, because they were pretty close neck and neck in their backup competition, that maybe you play both, or do you just go Kolosov's your guy?
I would think Kolosov. I mean, the way Torts talked about him previously, that he would be the guy. Now, if you're thinking about going then to Fedotov, when's the last time we saw him? Yeah, it's been so long, and with a Christmas break, and then to come in and, you know, what a spot to be put in there.
Well, this is why, when you talked about it, it's like, why is Fedotov not down getting game
playing? Press? Yes. Yeah, playing. It's like, okay, we'll see what happens here. But there, that's a perilous situation. How do you like that for a word? Perilous.
Nice.
It's a big situation.
Big. There you school. Go. Don't
yep.
do homework.
I learned that at homework.
And also, what was good news in that San Jose game was they won in the amount of goals they scored, and it was by committee. It was everyone contributing. They played very well against San Jose. Beat a team that you were supposed to beat. Travis Konecny gets back on board, gets on the score sheet. But what's interesting is that John Tortorella did say, and Travis Konecny addressed this, that he was taken off the penalty kill. And he was very honest, saying that he felt like he wasn't playing correctly defensively. He needs to focus more on 5-on-5. And I got to think, with Torts and the coaching staff, that's probably their focus, is we need him at his best 5-on-5 to not have to be worried about this as well.
Yeah, giving up chances. I mean, they'd been so aggressive on the penalty kill. That's why I really liked him there. I thought it was when the power play was struggling, like, I'd rather be in the penalty kill. Mm-hmm. But it seems like they lost some of that magic too. And I think they have to get him going again. And yeah. think more of a 5-on, get your game straightened out on a 5-on-5, especially if, you know, it dovetails with the goaltending. If you feel like we're going to score another goal a game just to be in him here, if that happens, you got to get him going 5-on-5. I think that's more. I do like the fact that with Konecny, though, he continues when you don't have to point a finger at him. He points the finger at himself a lot. So I think that really helps.